the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Bill Dale and I am the founder of Beach Buddies.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
It started when I was walking the dogs on the beach in 2006 at Balaf. There was five dogs and two humans and we were walking down by the sea, as everybody does, and the dogs were bringing pieces of plastic to us from up on the coastline. So we went up to see where they were getting it from, and in amongst the rushes there was unbelievable quantities of plastic and junk which is lying there, some 20 years old. So the following weekend we went back with some bags and litter pickers and we thought we'll just clean this up, you know, we'll sort it out one weekend. Six weekends later we're still there. But we did clean that beach and that was how it started and it's never stopped since then.
Tell us about your team.
As I say, we started with just two people and to be honest, it was two people for quite a little while. And then we asked for help and schools wanted to get involved and companies wanted to get involved. And then we asked for volunteers and on the first occasion, 48 people came. And the following weekend in the north, another 40 odd people came. So we had nearly 100 within a fortnight. And today the number of volunteers stands at over 21,000 different volunteers since we started. It's nearly 22,000 different volunteers. Being a journalist, I've kept the statistics since day one. Thank goodness, because nobody would believe you. And I've taken photographs to prove it as well. I would say 60-70% are children in schools. So all the children that have been to school since 2006, that means that everybody in school has had a chance to go beach cleaning. So that's where we've got the numbers from, of new volunteers. And of course, they spread the word around the world. Fantastic.
Who is the charity for?
Everybody. I mean, you know what it's really for? It's for animals and the environment. And it's for everybody, you know. If you look at how the Isle of Man has changed in those 20 years, I mean, it is unbelievable, really. Those beaches, as I say, were knee-deep in plastic when we started. And now when you go out, you know, we run events all the time. And when you go to somewhere like Balaf now, we went there a few weeks ago, you could hardly find anything. What a difference, you know. And the great thing is that everybody's bought into it with just by going out and taking a bag and taking a handful of items home. I've got lots of people who never come to our sessions on a Sunday. Some very good friends of mine in Kurt Michael, Balaf area, who go out two or three times a week, take a bag with them and put the rubbish in the bin. Absolutely perfect. That's what it's all about. And it's spreading around the world. You know, people realise that if they can do it in a little place like the Isle of Man, then why don't we have a go somewhere else? And it's been a real success, yeah.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Chiefly we work with schools in particular. We work with all the companies in the Isle of Man. We've had lots and lots of companies who come out on a regular basis and they give staff a day off to come and help us. So that really works well. We've got a good relationship pretty much everywhere, you know, with the government, with politicians. I mean, I think pretty much every politician in the Isle of Man has been on a beach cleaning session. And we are mentioned fairly often in the House of Keys in Tynwald, which is very nice, you know. And Manx Radio is forever mentioning us, which is great, you know. And we're in the newspaper and we've been in television a few times. And so it's very nice to be recognised and have such a fantastic network. It's a great story for the Isle of Man, really, and the people.
What are your main goals?
I think to keep going the way we are. We wouldn't want to change too much about what we do because, you know, if it works, don't break it. You know, it's a system which we've come up with on our own and it's unique. People are following what we do around the world, so I think it would be a mistake to try and reinvent it. You know, I think what we do is keep it simple. We do just try to say to people, here's a pair of gloves and a bag and a litter picker. Give them a warning about some of the things you might find, sharp items and things, off you go. And if you can't come to a beach, then clean up your local street, which is happening. We've got one guy I know who is the managing director of a very big bank in the Isle of Man, and he cleans his street every week. Gave him a litter picker years ago, and that's what he does. And he's not the only one. There's loads like that. We've given away thousands of litter pickers to people who never come up with us on a Sunday morning. And that's why we've got beautiful glens and beaches and parks and glens and streets and mountains and footpaths. It's become something that's that everybody wants to be involved in.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
I think what we'd like to see is that more people get involved in terms of helping us to fund things like our bins and the schools program. We've started a new program in schools where all the children are encouraged to collect rubbish, but chiefly to recycle. And we give them a bin which is sponsored by somebody local, you know, even somebody very small business, just for a couple of hundred quid. And then they have a regular program where the children have it in their eyesight every single day. There is the Beach Buddies bin. What do you do with it? Why is it there? And it makes them ask questions and they use it. And it means that the schools and all around their area, you know, they think about it all the time. And I've got to say, the children in the Isle of Man, we're on another level compared to pretty much anywhere else in the world. Just fantastic.
How is the charity funded?
We rely entirely on donations. We've been very fortunate to have some really great people supporting us over the years. Only very recently we had another donation from AFD Software. They've supported us since pretty much day one. They bought our very first truck and they've been giving us a donation every year since. And then for the last 10 years or so, we've had FIM Capital, who've been our headline sponsor. It's so much appreciated because it's not easy to make ends meet. So they have helped. And then we get donations from all sorts of companies and then schools now make collections for us. And I think anybody who runs a charity understands how important it is just to have even a trickle of some donations coming in on a regular basis, because making ends meet is not difficult. They're not easy. It's very difficult. Our last truck cost us £34,000, you know. There are some fundamental pieces of kit that we need. We're going to need another truck. £34,000. I mean, it's probably more than that this time, and that's second-hand, you know. And we need to be able to store this gear in a shed somewhere, you know, which costs money, and we have to have running costs. So I don't think any charity in the Isle of Man or anywhere in the world thinks she can get away without having donations on a regular basis. So I'm afraid that's the sad side of it, is we have to think about money, and I really don't like doing that, but it has to be done. So any donation of any sort is absolutely really appreciated.
How can people support you?
Well, we've got a new look website. We've been spending a lot of time on it this last year, and now in January the website is up and running. It's got all sorts of ways of coming in and supporting us, you know, and not just financially. You can get involved in our volunteering, but you can find out more information about what Beach Buddies is all about the history, about how you can help us in the future, about how you can join in, how you can bring your family along, how your children get involved in school. It's called beachbuddies.org.im, and it looks really cool, so have a good look at that. It's great.
Where can people find out more?
The website is good, but we've got all sorts of social media pages. We're big on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on every social media area. Email is easy to find on the website. And we've just started putting out messages about events in advance. So normally, forever, we've just been saying, you know, on a Wednesday, come to us on a Sunday, wherever it is, you know, south, north. And now we've got about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ahead so people can plan, you know. So if we were coming to Ramsey, for instance, in a couple of weeks' time, and you live north, then you might want to choose that rather than waiting to hear when we're going to go out. So that's a new idea, and that's worked very well. So we're going to carry on with that. It's www.beachbuddies.org.im.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.